You are tuned into the most entertaining Girls' Generation commentary on the web. Yes.
All right, what's up, guys? This is SoshiCast number 22, and I am your co-host, Plot Bunny, Lauren, and God.
Hey, guys, it's Steve. So today it's going to be a two-man SoshiCast, unfortunately. May is unable to make it today, I guess, and the normal Dread Tech is on vacation, so he won't be able to join us today.
So we're going to be talking about a variety of topics today. You guys are going to have to bear with us since we're a little bit unprepared today, but we're going to do our best for everyone.
So this is I guess you can call this the improv SoshiCast, so to speak, because normally May's our MC, but she's not here today, so we're going to try our best, and yeah, we'll make what we can with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... All right, well, I think we should start off talking about the Paparazzi music video, and I'm sure everyone here saw it. It was a highly anticipated video, and if you guys want to just kind of type out your thoughts on it, we can talk about that.
And I like how Sunny Bias is already singing along, ooh la la la, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of, my first impression of it was there was a lot of, like, I don't know if English is the right term for it, but a lot of kind of, not English, but like the ooh la la la, la cha cha la, like all those kind of strange onomatopoeias almost. I don't know what to call
Wait, hold on. First, let's start off with the actual music video. So the music video.
Fine.
We should go through the music video first. So,
okay.
I just want to say that when the Paparazzi teaser came out, it was so epic. And there's so much hype going into the Paparazzi, and they're saying how it's like the most extravagant music video for SNSD, or like most extravagant music video ever, or whatever. And then it comes out, and I didn't feel like it lived up to the hype, but then that's with the same with a lot of songs. So, like, back in the Genie days when the Genie teaser was out, there's so much hype for the Genie song, when, like, the concept and the music video, but then it didn't live up to the trailer. So, it's sort of the same thing here, I feel. But in terms of the music video, the content-wise, there's been a lot of mixed reactions to it. So a lot of people really like the song. But for me, when I first listened to the song... Well, okay, I guess we'll talk about the song later. We'll talk about the music video first. So the music video had a really long and intricate intro, right? And the girls were, of course, looking really fabulous, whatever, for like a minute 30, and then they got to the actual dancing section. So in terms of the video, what did you think of it? Lauren, did it live up to the scale that it was like built up to be? Was it like a really extravagant video in your mind, or did it seem like another SNSD video, so to speak?
Neither, actually. For me, well, I don't think it lived up to the epicness that I was hoping it was going to be in the previews, because it was really just another box video for me. Like, a lot of people call the SM videos box videos. It was another one. It was just that the box was a little bit more elaborate this time around. But I don't know. The close-ups were nice and everything, but it just, there wasn't anything really interesting. Like, I wish the set would have changed, and I wish just the concept was a little more interesting. They really only changed outfits twice, and neither of them were really
It's interesting you bring up the close-up, because there's actually a close-up version of the music video, and it came with the Japanese... Is it the collector's edition or the regular edition? I'm not too sure.
I think it's but the special edition.
Yeah, it came with the special edition. It's like a close-up version. It got leaked before, I think, the actual special edition came out. So there is a close-up version. You can probably find it on YouTube really easily. Basically, it's just close-up shots. So if you want to see them up close, you guys can probably check that out on YouTube or, you know, whatever video streaming site. But there was one thing that I've been hearing a lot from so-ons is that they didn't like the pink gloves and the... like, okay... I'm going to take a quick survey of chat right now. How many of you guys like the maid outfits with the pink gloves?
The maid outfits?
Maid outfits. They were.
I didn't think they looked like maid outfits.
Oh, come on.
I felt they looked more like they worked in like a casino or something.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The dishwashing.
All right, so I'm going to just check YouTube. I mean, sorry, the Justin TV. 15 comments. I don't feel like... Okay, Poopers brings up an interesting point here. I don't feel like SM hyped this song up too much, though. You know, I think it was more like SoOn's always hype everything up, so like it snowballs into like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they, SM definitely did say it was like the biggest scale of like a Girls' Generation, or like their, you know, their artists in terms of like the biggest scale for a music video. And it was interesting because their intro was really long, and they even had the whole what was that song that was playing at the beginning? I forgot. Of the video, like building up
Singing
the
in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain. They had the whole Singing in the Rain montage, and like they're building up to the whole song, and they're performing on stage. It was really elaborate. I thought it was interesting. Like it's sort of like a story music video in a way, sort of.
That was actually what let me down, because Singing in the Rain is such, to me, it's such an epic song. I love musicals, and I love, you know, the movie with Singing in the Rain, and I just, when that came on, I thought, oh my god, this is going to be so good, and they're going to have so many different scenes, and then it just, you know, stayed on the stage, and it was just kind of a big letdown, and I thought, ah, oh, they shouldn't have used Singing in the Rain. So that was kind of sad. And there was really no connection either between Singing in the Rain and Paparazzi.
I thought building up to the music video, it was really like engaging the first time I watched it. Like I was watching it for the first time. And you should always like, you know, sort of judge a music video by the first time you react to it. Like you can get a good feel of how like a normal person would perceive it. Like it's the time when you're the least biased. It's like when you're first watching it. Everything's new, everything's a surprise. And the build up to the actual like music video, the dance section of it, like that whole 1 minute 30 seconds of like Singing in the Rain and them dancing in trench coats and like walking through the corridor into the theater, all that stuff. Like I thought that was really cool. Like I liked that part like a lot. I'm not sure if someone's like that as much, but I sort of like that build up to the song.
I like that a lot too, personally. What did you guys think in the chat? Did you guys like that part too?
I'm just gonna bring up a point. Strike Girl here said that a lot of people on YouTube were making video reactions of Paparazzi. And that's actually becoming a really big thing nowadays, is a lot of people doing reaction videos for K-pop. And yeah, I mean, I think it just goes back to the idea that people, like other fans, like to see people in the same fandom sort of like spazzing out about a music video and stuff like that. So yeah, it's really becoming popular. A lot of people are doing it. Sunny Bias says, I felt like Hyo should have sung more. Yeah, that's the story of Hyo's Girls' Generation career in a little bit of a way. Yeah, Pooper's, Hoyeon's dance solo was a little bit of a letdown for this song. She got like a really short, like what, 5 second dance solo?
It was a letdown.
Yeah,
but her moment with Sohyun was really hot. It was good for both of them.
Okay, a lot of people were talking about the dishwashing gloves. So that's like one comment that I've been hearing a lot about Sohyun, so they didn't like the whole like dishwashing glove thing. So I'm just going to actually point out that that whole reason why they did the pink dishwashing gloves was it was inspired by Marilyn Monroe. So she used to do that back in the day. And it's sort of like a tribute to her. So it's not really like, SM was like, hey, let's do, you know, pink dishwashing gloves as like randomly out of nowhere. It's there's an actual meaning to it, because obviously Marilyn Monroe, when she was really famous, she was like in the center of attention. She was like in the paparazzi, so I think it's part of that, and also because it's a tribute to Marilyn Monroe, which is why they use the pink dishwashing gloves. Personally, I didn't like seeing it on the girls because I just thought it was tacky. Like, I know it's a tribute and everything to someone who's like really successful and sort of like an icon in a way, but maybe because I'm not from that generation, I don't appreciate as much as someone who is from that generation. But yeah, it's interesting to point out that it's a Marilyn Monroe tribute in a way.
Interesting. A lot of people didn't know that. Thanks for sharing that. All right. Well, should we talk about the song now?
Striker says, since May is not here, can you guys do a mini Ayo corner? You know what, Striker? Since May is not here, we're going to make May do the Ayo corner next time. For sure. Guaranteed. We'll definitely make her do the Ayo corner. Funky Flapjacks, fellow staffer. By the way, guys, if you guys don't know in chat, Super Funky Flapjack Cakes is one of our new staffers. So we were going to bring him on here to do Aegyo Corner, but apparently he can't talk at 3 a.m. So we'll let it slide today, but we'll try to bring him on next time. Okay. Pooper's Korean comeback goes in a lot of promotion. Yeah, I agree with that, but then it's mostly because it's Japanese market's a different market in general. And Japanese market is very strict on like copyright content. So anytime you see anything from Music Station or like any commercials or anything like that that's on Japanese TV, they take it off right away, like on YouTube. They're so quick about it, way quicker than all the other Korean entertainment companies and whatnot. Yeah, Funky Flapjacks pointed out singing, the Dancing in the Rain montage had no rain, so that made him sort of laugh. I just want to say that they looked really good in their trench coats, like super hot. And like the whole time in the trailer, I was like, what's under those trench coats? You know? And we never found, like, it was just like their outfits, right? But like, you know, it's like, we were expecting something like really, okay, maybe it's just like my weird fanboyism, but I was expecting something really crazy hot, but it was like, I mean, it's still hot. Maybe, like,
sorry, maybe it's just me, but when they all kind of turn to the audience and like gasp, I don't know, I guess it's just me because I'm from that generation, but I was thinking of the, is it him, Miley Cyrus song, The Fly on the Wall, and I was thinking the audience was suddenly going to be filled with like paparazzi because that was in the trailer and we didn't know, you know, like what was going to happen at that point. And I was a little disappointed too that we didn't get to see like what was in the audience and making them gasp because it was never explained. I would like to think that it was filled with,
It's one of those, you know, it's like J.J. Abrams directed the music video. So he likes to leave open-ended interpretation.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Okay, let's talk about the actual song now, because like we basically talked about the music video. I mean, okay, overall, how would you rate this music video? Was it like a success? Was it, you know, a letdown? Was it just all right? Like, how would you? It was all right. I think it was actually all right. It's not one of those music videos that I would watch again and again and again. Like, it makes me sound like a bad so on, but I'm not the type of person who watches music videos again and again and again unless it's like a certain type of music video. So like, for me personally, some of my favorite SNSD music videos are like Run Double Run.
Me right? Too.
I love Run Double Run. G is good.
Genie.
I don't actually watch. I watched the Japanese Genie TV back when I was the first so on. I watched that like crazy. I watched that like way too much. I wasn't supposed to watch that so much, but like when you're a fresh so on and you're just seeing those legs for the first time, it's like, you know. But anyways, okay.
Well, yeah, but no, for me,
I think I just like creeped out some people. Okay, anyway.
No. Well, it's fine. No, it's for me pretty much the same. This isn't one of my favorite music videos, but it's good. I like their outfits, except for Soyoung, because I just don't know what was up with that outfit. I feel like the stylist who Hyoyeon usually gets was transferred to Soyoung, and I felt bad for her. But at the same time, I was silently cheering for Hyoyeon because she looked so good. Oh, I was so happy for her. Her hair looked awesome, and she just looked like, Anyway,
it's okay, Lauren. You can talk about your, you know,
my girl
what
crush.
You feel. Yeah, your girl crushes.
Wait, my what?
Your girl crushes. Every female someone has a girl crush on someone in SNSD.
Yes, it's a kind of a requirement.
It's anyway. A whole elaborate scale of girl crushes. But anyways, we're getting off topic.
But I like Into the New World and stuff. So I like music videos where there's changes of scene and or scenery. And this one just kind of didn't do it for me.
How would you compare this to the Time Machine Japanese video and the Genie Japanese video? And of the three, like, do you think there's like a common theme for the Japanese market when they make a music video?
The quality is so much better than Korean music videos. It's like stellar compared to Korean music videos. And that's not to say Korean music videos aren't good. It's just you can tell the production quality is so much better.
Right. But, all right, let's talk about the actual song. Oh, sorry.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, but I don't think there's a common theme between all of them. I don't know. Do you see one?
I see legs. No, I'm kidding. Time Machine had like no legs, so.
Yeah.
Time Machine was a really beautiful music video. I actually like Time Machine. Like, I know a lot of people were ragging on Time Machine. I actually really like Time Machine. Anyways.
Yeah, so the actual song. So like I was saying in the beginning, the like da da da, which apparently is like to anyone's thing. I'm just kidding. and I actually thought that was really funny that blackjacks were getting all bent out of shape and they were like, oh my god, that's our thing. I don't know, what were some other things? Ooh la la and
Boom Boom, man.
Oh my god, boom boom boom.
That's like that's the awesome. Big thing, man.
Is it?
Well, I felt like the boom, boom, boom thing was like, I sort of like that. I thought it was like sort of like one of those lines, you know?
It is. It's like O and G and, I don't know, what's another one? It's gotta be another one. What am I forgetting? Oh, hoo.
Yeah, sort of like that. So what did you think of the song? And I want to actually, since it's a Japanese song itself, I want you to comment on the Japanese language in the song because I know... For those of you who don't know, Plot Bunny is really fluent in Japanese, so if there's any Japanese speakers in the chat, you can feel free to chat with Plot Bunny in Japanese. But yeah, just Lauren, comment for everyone in chat, talk about the song, like Japanese-wise, is it fluent? And the lyrics? And yeah, just talk about overall the song.
Okay, so the lyrics were, it actually threw me for a loop at first because I thought they were saying, it was hard to tell if they were saying, hang on, during the chorus, something like, life is a party, got edgy, got a sweet room. And that's what I thought I heard at first. But, yes. Yeah, they did say the word, Stryker says they said the word paparazzi one time in the whole music video. But, and yeah, their Japanese pronunciation was semi-clear, but what I was saying about the got edgy, got a sweet room, I wasn't sure if they were saying something else completely unrelated to a garage and a sweet room, like a parking garage. And it just, that was really unclear to me. And then there's a line, Taeyeon says something about, oh, hide and seek every night. And it sounds like she's saying, I don't know what it sounds like she's saying, but it doesn't sound like she's saying hide and seek every night. And it just, it's really, it's pretty bad. So I don't know.
So this is English, right? Hide and seek.
It is.
Or is it in Japanese? Yeah.
But it's with a Japanese accent. So you would have to say like, hide.
I always think it's so cute when they go on shows. Like, you know, back when Tiffany was in her debut days, she would like, say the English words with a Korean accent, you know what I mean?
Because
they wouldn't understand her if she said it in a normal American accent. She would like Koreanize it into, yeah, it's just really funny. But I guess they do that with whatever market they're promoting in, so.
Right, right. Cooper said, the translation I saw held some meaning. It wasn't just empty, catchy words. No, you're right, it wasn't. But their pronunciation of some of the words was just a little bit off. But I'm not fluent, and I think you should talk to someone who is actually Japanese and hear their take on it. Because it's good to hear.
Plot Bunny is just being modest right now. She's pretty fluent. She's above average. You're above average in fluency.
Okay, fine. No! Anyway. Yeah. So I think their pronunciation still needs some work, but having said that, they've definitely improved.
Yeah, for one thing, like Paparazzi, in terms of like a song, it really grew on me. Like when I first listened to it and I watched the music video, I was like, you know, like I have to give this a couple listens to determine whether I really like it, but I wasn't blown away or anything like that. But when I listened to it, you know, again and again while I was playing League of Legends. But anyways, yeah, okay, so when I was listening to it basically over and over again, I started to really like the tune, and I realized that it's another one of those, how do you say it? It's like, it's sort of like, it reminds me of like a club slash electric type of beat, but it's not really like super, you know, it's not super bassy or anything like that. But yeah, it's pretty catchy. It's one of those like earworms in a way. So it's a good title song. It's a good single.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're asking me how I like the song relative to other title tracks from their Korean promotions or Japanese promotions, I actually like it quite well, and I think I'll listen to it for a while. But maybe it's because right now it's like, it's the hot track for me, so like it's the newest track, so I have to listen to it, you know, like as part of being a Sowon, you listen to the new track, you support it. But yeah, I actually really like the song. So, you know, if I was to rate the song out of 9, I'd give it 8 out of 9. Like, it's a solid 8 out of 9, which is pretty high like on my scale. So you know, Lauren, how would you rate the song, and what are your thoughts on it, like final thoughts?
Out of 9. Yeah, I give it
an 8, not a 9.
So.
I give it an 8, not a 9.
Well, then...
8 out of 9. We go with the 9 ranking system because we're Sowons, right? So it's like out of 9.
You know, I would have to give it an 8 out of 9 too, not copying you. No, it's... I actually really like to listen to it when I'm like driving to work or something with the windows down. And it's one of those songs too that just makes you want to dance. Even if you don't know the choreography at all, you just kind of make your own up. And that's something I like to do too. And
yeah,
I mean,
really
with this kind of song, it's fun. Yeah.
Makes you sort of want to move, right?
Yes, exactly. Like with the boom, boom, boom. Like it's just so easy and it's fun. It's an easy song to get into.
So I just want to add a little question here from Stryker. He says, do the girls have any power on what they want to do in a music video? That's actually a, do they have power? No. That's the answer to your question right there. I think SM is pretty, I mean, obviously I can't say like specifically what, you know, what the girls have control over, because I obviously have no idea, but SM historically has always been a company that likes to stay in control of what they do. So if they come up with a concept, it's usually SM's concept. It's not like the girls' generation comes up with the concept. But Tiffany has said before that she did help design costumes. I don't remember for what song, but she has said that she helped like style the girls for certain things. I think it might have been the boys actually. So she does, like, they do have some input into the process, but to say whether they can determine the concept for the song or, you know, how the music video is going to go, stuff like that, I think they have very little power. But like in terms of wardrobe, I think they have some power.
Yeah, I think little things like that. Even,
Yeah.
well, like during their Girls Go to School, I think it was, or yeah, I think it was Girls Go to School. Like Hyoyeon, came up with the choreography. Yeah, it was Girls Go to School. Hyoyeon came up with the choreography for them to do the dance for School of Rock. You know, School of Rock then? I don't know. Help me out here, Steve. But do you
Girls,
remember
yeah, School of
that?
Rock. Yeah, School of Rock. Girls
Okay.
Go to School is like based off, like, it's a variety show behind the scenes of School of Rock.
Okay, well, so yes, Hyoyeon came up with the choreography for a couple songs for them, and so I'm sure that you know, she would never choreograph a whole dance, but she probably, you know, makes suggestions here and there, or you know, like some of the girls might suggest for like certain hairstyles they might want to do. I know other groups do that, so I'm sure, you know, SNSD could do that too at times.
Yeah, for sure.
But for overall choices, big choices, like concept, no, I doubt they have any choice, especially because we always hear about Taeyeon complaining about like the cutesy concepts and stuff.
Exactly.
So if they had any say, I'm
I think it'd also
sure
be
we would
very hard
never
for
have
them to
gotten
come up
tea.
with like one common concept. So it'd be really hard for them to make decisions because they're all supposed to be equal. And
Right,
it's hard
right.
to pick one thing that suits all girls. Like, there will never be a situation where all of them are happy with the concept, I feel.
I know, I agree.
But okay, so before we end the whole paparazzi chat, I just want to say that you know, the paparazzi single, if you guys want to get the collector's edition, I have seen what's inside of it. It's, you know, it's pretty elaborate. There's no photo book, unfortunately, but it comes with a DVD, it comes with the CD, obviously, of the single. The DVD features the close-up. I believe it's like the behind the scenes for the shoot. And then they also come with like these two newspaper type. So I guess this is sort of the replacement for the photo book, but it's like these two newspaper foldouts. So like you basically open the foldout and like you see these articles about Girls' Generation. There's like lots of photos, so it's basically mostly photos, but like there's some like little written bits. And yeah, if you guys are interested in picking up the single, I think you guys can get it at Yes Asia, Great Music, CD Japan, stuff like that. So yeah, if you guys are interested in a single, that's what it comes with. And yeah, no photo cards though, so like you can't trade with your friends or whatever. Anyways, okay, so that's paparazzi. What's next on the docket?
Sorry, give me one second here. Check your Skype.
No, I have not checked my Skype.
No, can you check it?
Oh, you want me to check Skype? Sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh my goodness.
Okay,
Okay.
I got it. Never mind.
Where is it?
I got it. I got it.
Right? Do you see this?
Shut
Are you
Don't
watching the
you
stream right now?
dare.
Do you happen to see?
Okay. All right. So next, we're going to talk about the Video Music Awards Japan. And so our group just won a really big award, Album of the Year. Steve, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I actually wrote the article for this, and yeah, it's sort of a big deal. MTV VMAJs, it's been an award show that Girls' Generation have performed on before last year. They didn't perform there this year, but last year I believe they won like Best Karaoke Song and Best Group Video, I think. I'm not completely sure. I know they won the Best Karaoke Song. It's for G. And this year, when the award came around again, they were nominated for Best Album of the Year, and they ended up going up against Kara, so a fellow Korean pop band, Lady Gaga, Coldplay, and Juju, which is like a Japanese jazz artist who's really famous. And obviously Coldplay and Lady Gaga are both heavy competition, like internationally, and Kara is heavy competition domestically. And it's interesting to point out that I believe none of them actually showed up to the award show. So usually the winners are the people who show up, but none of them showed up. But anyways, in the end, Girls' Generation ended up taking Best Album of the Year, so congratulations to them. So, like, you know, give them a round of applause. They definitely earned it. Girls' Generation, the Japanese album, is probably one of their best albums, if not the best. I don't want to be so bold to say it's the best, but it's one of the better albums for sure. And it's recently got certified by the Recording Industry Association of Japan for being a million. So they've shipped a million copies in Japan. So that's a big achievement. It's not sold, it's shipped. But that's already a pretty big achievement to be certified a million by RAAJ. So. And it's actually interesting to note that two other artists ended up winning awards as 2NE1 and 2PM, right? Is that correct? I know, yes. 2PM won like an award for like best group video or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wait, sorry. They're saying that the stream isn't coming through clearly.
Oh, really? Okay, hold on.
The sound.
Hold on. All right, we'll wait for it to settle. But hold on. All right, so we're just going to talk a bit, make sure you guys can hear us nice and clearly. Then we'll continue talking. That's Guru64. That's a really interesting question. I wonder if the ladies ever get tired of singing G. This is actually really interesting because, you know, I think recently the Wonder Girls admitted that they were getting tired of singing Nobody.
I'm tired of hearing Nobody.
They're tired of singing Nobody. So, I mean, that's sort of Girls' Generation's, like, you know, G, so to speak, equivalent. So I'm sure, you know, GG has sort of gotten tired of singing G, but I think as long as the fans still love it and they know it brings so much happiness, I don't think they'll ever mind singing G. It's just, you know, it's sort of like you sing something a lot, it sort of becomes like second nature, so it's not as like, you know, big of a thing. But I'm sure they realize that it's like one of their hit songs and like they're really appreciative of people really receiving that song really well. So I'm sure they'll perform it happily for so-ons around the world. All right, so I guess we'll continue with Best Album of the Year. So Best Album of the Year, Girls' Generation won. It's a big deal. You know, I think they actually deserve this album because they're really popular in Japan. And a lot of people are really shocked that Coldplay and Lady Gaga won. And to be fair, it's not like Coldplay and Lady Gaga in the Japanese market is any bigger than Girls' Generation. We think Lady Gaga and Coldplay are really big internationally because they are huge internationally. But relative in Japan, like, are they that much better than Girls' Generation? I don't know about that. I think the popularity is pretty much on the same scale because even Lady Gaga's Born This Way is only certified million as well. So it's not like a certified multi-million, which is like really hard to achieve. Hopefully GG achieves that someday. But as of right now, I don't think their popularity on that scale is that much higher than GG's. So yeah, MTV VMAJ's Best Album of the Year, pretty big accomplishment. So girls deserve it, and yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually feel really bad. Like, I'm not sure how important this award show is in Japan, but a lot of people didn't show up. So I sort of felt like, especially since Girls' Generation won Best Album of the Year, Also to note, if people are looking for the video of them winning the award, it wasn't actually broadcasted. Just before we end this whole topic, this portion, Best Album of the Year, was not actually talked about in the award show. Like, they didn't even like do a presentation for it. And I think that's mostly because the winners didn't show up. So like, if you're looking for a clip of them showing GG winning Album of the Year, you're not going to find it because it doesn't exist. But on the site, they took it, so yeah, that's what matters. Lauren, anything to say about MTV VMAJs?
You pretty much covered it all. It's really exciting that they were able to get Album of the Year, and I'm really happy for them that they're still doing amazingly well in Japan. And obviously, Paparazzi, I expect them to continue doing well in Japan.
And yeah, Paparazzi has been selling extremely well. Like, Oricon charts, it's been doing extremely well. It's been first place, I think, for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, it's and on Reku Choku, which is the phone, the ringtone downloading site. It's been in the top three, I think, in the past week or so. So it's, I mean, it's doing really well, and I expect to see it continue doing well.
Now, continuing with Japanese promotions, let's talk about music station performances of Paparazzi. Did you happen to get a chance to watch the Paparazzi music station performances?
I did. However, I didn't get to see the videos when I watched them. I didn't get to see the Linkin Park, the Linkin Generation interaction, so you're going to have to fill me in on that. But
just talk about the performances.
Yeah, the performance was really good. The only thing is, I just wish the way Music Station films, their camera person is all over the place. Like, upside down, in their face, back again. It was really annoying. It was worse than a... And usually I'm not annoyed with the Japanese show camera people, but this time they were just kind of all over the place. But the girls did really well. They wore the pink gloves, much to my annoyance. But I guess I kind of figured...
Hey, it's a tribute to Marilyn Monroe, okay?
I know. I was really happy to, you know, see all the support they were getting, and they looked nervous, but they also did really well, so that was good. I was happy for them, and they sounded great.
I have a question. Did you happen to catch the MC cuts? Because sometimes MCs have been a little rude to GG, like on Music Station.
No, saying, I didn't get to see anything but the actual performance. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just curious because there was a time when they performed The Boys and one of the MCs commented, like, was that even Japanese? Like, so yeah.
Oh.
Like, sometimes they really say whatever. Like, they say, I'm sure they say it in, like, a polite way, but, like, yeah, that's the translation. That's what people say. But, anyways, in terms of Music Station Linkin Generation, there was some interaction, but not very much. You guys will find awesome gifs online. There's like a gif of Sitka turning to Chester, who's the lead singer of Linkin Park, and Chester like grins really widely when Jessica stares at him. And then there's another part where it's like Mike Shinoda is talking to the MC and he bends forward to grab something or hand something to the MC, and then Yuna looks downwards. I'm not sure if it's at like she's checking out or whatever, but like she just happens to look downward and grins. So obviously There's some gifs of those. The videos, there's actually like the full Music Station video. Maybe I'll hook you guys up after the show. But yeah, there wasn't too much interaction. They didn't really chat with each other, which is, you know, usually the case for Music Station. It's very rare that artists... Well, actually, that's not true at all.
Were the MCs...
MCs usually fuel the discussion, and sometimes the artists do chat with one another, but it's not like something that happens regularly.
I know Maeda Asuko was there. Did she talk with them at all, or...
I'm not sure. I know Katon from one of the...
Katon was there?
Yeah, he talked to Gigi. He was talking about his favorite food, and he asked them if they know what it is. So, like, he turned around and asked them, do you know what it is?
Did
they? They nodded, and they're like, yeah. I'm not sure if they...
They didn't talk much?
They didn't really talk much, but, like, they're doing... They're really happy, like, to be on Music Station. They're doing all these enthusiastic, sort of agio outbursts and, like, emotions. And, you know, doing the whole... the framing action. So, you know, the choreography in Paparazzi, they like frame a shot and then like they blows up or something. It goes boom, boom, boom. Whatever. So, they were doing that choreography throughout the thing.
That's fun. I always want, like, I have this secret dream, everyone, for an AKB48 and SNSD interaction.
Are we doing one of those, SNSD dream shows where we talk about SNSD dreams and ones we've had recently. No, I'm kidding.
No, but like on, there's a Socify thread where like, or I don't know if it's a whole thread, but I remember encountering it once and I was like, is this a dream? Because there were people who were like, oh my god, I love AKB48 and SNSD. And I was like, you guys are my people. But yes, I always like interactions between these two groups, and they're rare. Rare, few and far between, and it's sad, really.
Well, Gigi doesn't really promote in Japan for a prolonged period of time.
I know. But anyway, I just wanted them to talk, and yes. Because Kara and AKB48 are, like, tight, but Soshi, they're not.
But Kara is, like, so much bigger in Japan than they are in Korea, so you can sort of understand why their focus is really in Japan.
Yeah.
I almost feel a little bad because it's like you don't see Kara anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, and Kara's image shows. Is super, super cutesy in Japan for the most part. For the most part. And like,
I don't know, man. They've been turning. Okay, anyways.
Well, yeah. That, that
let's not talk about Kara. Let's not talk about Kara. It's a GG show. We hope girls
for yo, like, you were like, you could talk about other SM artists if you want. Anyway, sorry, getting off topic. All right, should we move on?
Striker has a question. We're just going to answer that question before we go on to the next topic. So, Striker says, what do you think would happen if SM got tired of, or if SNSD got tired of SM and decided to go on their own? So, this is just a question. So, Sunny Bias basically answered this question. They have contracts, so their contracts are for a prolonged period of time. How long that period of time, I'm not exactly sure. But one thing we do know is all contracted artists, they can't separate from SM until their contract's over, unless like some extreme circumstances happen. So if you think about TVXQ/DBSK, there were extreme circumstances in that case where their contract basically got, like three of them got their contracts basically terminated so they can go do whatever they want. Two of them stayed with SM. So as long as they're on the contract and they're still like stuck to the contract, they're not going to be able to separate from SM. When their contract expires, that's going to be when it's the most interesting, because that's going to be the point when Girls' Generation can decide whether or not they continue as a unit or they go do their own thing. So that's going to be a very interesting time for someone. So it'll be interesting. And if you actually think about K-pop acts, Kara is a recent example of a group that recently renewed their contract with DSP Entertainment. So like they had a whole contract dispute and they recently renewed it because they basically settled the terms. So,
wait, did they renew or did they just continue? I didn't think they renewed because Hara's contract is about to expire.
Oh, is it? Okay, fine. They just continued the contract. I have to double check my sources. Maybe I'm getting mixed up with something.
No, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I just thought that they were going to leave their contract early and I didn't think they renewed it. I thought that what they're doing now is they're just under their same contract and they're just.
No. There was a whole like legal thing. There was a whole legal thing. And like they were saying they weren't getting paid fairly and all that stuff, and people were like, oh my god, they're gonna leave. Let's not go too into this because we have to go back onto the topics, but
right.
Well, when the girls are free of their contracts, they have to decide for themselves. So like it's their decisions whether they continue to sign on with SM or not. Obviously SM has a huge incentive if they feel Girls Generation will maintain the contract's basically all about incentives, right? So if Girls Generation finishes their contracts and they're still really big stars, SM will have a lot of incentive to give them really good contracts. It just depends on whether Girls' Generation wants to stay with SM, wants to stay as a group, or they might even go like as Girls' Generation on another label. So it really all depends. When that time comes, we'll see what happens, but we don't know until then. So.
Right. Were there any more questions?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the MNET 20s Choice Awards.
Yay! Clap.
Yay! For Crooked Awards. Anyway, excuse me, my throat. Right. So, TTSO won in the, what was it? Trendy music category. Woo! And they performed as well. And the performance was very good. And their performance was at night, I think, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Which was kind of sad because I wanted them to perform when everyone was in the pool. It's kind of like MTV Spring Break. But anyway, it was a good performance. Not one of my favorites. And I actually felt kind of like all day, or rather the whole program, the sound was very off. or everyone performing.
I don't think you're the only one who felt that, because, yeah, I'm not 20's Choice Awards. It's a very weird show. Like,
yeah,
it's not very professional,
nope.
And it's really laid back and casual one. Yeah, a lot of people here in chat, for example, Stryker, saying it's a crappy award show, but glad TDS won. Sydney Bias agrees, it's very low quality, so yeah. I mean, even when I saw the performances, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't blown away. I wasn't like, it wasn't like a MAMA performance. Do you know what I mean? So like,
yeah, it's not like, I mean, don't get me wrong here, it's not like a prestigious award, though. It's not one that everyone's clamoring to get. It's not a day song, it's not.
Yeah. You congratulations know, to Tati Steele for sure, because this is sort of like a vindication of their success as a subunit. So this is like a big win for them.
Yes, definitely. And they were up against Missae, Sistar, Big Bang, and FT Island in the categories. And I think actually right behind them was Sistar? Or was it FT? I don't know. One of them. And so yes, they did really well. And this was actually... It was a compilation or a combination of three different things. It was fan votes, which is why I think it's slightly crooked. And judges, then, who work for Mnet, and then something else as well, right? Like popularity vote?
Flapjacks is telling us 20% online research.
Ah, okay. Oh, my chat hasn't loaded. How do I like to reload this? Anyway, yes, okay. So anyway, because of that, some people who were in the lead got flipped, but Aiden and KT's have won, so that was good.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because we've had this discussion before about award shows and their legitimacy and their fairness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the times, fans like the online vote being the deciding factor for an award, so... I mean, I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think it's important that independent award shows have their own judging system that's not based off of popularity, so they have like a judge portion. So it sort of like makes their awards more professional in a way.
Right.
So Yuna, in that case, a lot of someone's really upset that Yuna didn't get the Mnet 20's Actress Award, right? Outstanding Actress Award, I think is what it was. She didn't get that. I'm not sure who the actual winner was. If someone in chat could just enlighten me as to who the winner was. I'm not sure who the actual winner was. But yeah, I know that Yuna was winning in online votes. But yeah, I mean, for award shows, it's very hard to say. But honestly, in the long run, if you think Mnet 20's award is going to be as big as certain other awards for Yuna, I mean, there's more bigger awards out there for Yuna to try to win. So, I mean, this is very small. Obviously, if she wanted to win.
Give us 1 second, guys. Apparently, the stream got cut.
Must be my internet. It's acting up, I guess.
It's just that on Skype, too, that I lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. You keep sending me yos.
It's what?
Alright, sorry. Nothing. No, it's fine. Alright.
Okay.
So, sorry about that, guys. We're back. We're still trying to figure out the technical stuff. Anyways. Okay, so Ha Ji-won won Han Ji-min?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be Ha Ji-won. Oh, Han Ji-min is probably from the moon that embraces the sun, right? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right? Han Ji-min? No, because Ha Ji-won was also nominated for a performance in Kingdom Hearts with Lee Sung-gi. So she's really popular too, so I would have expected her to be a heavy hitter in that category, but I'm not too sure. But anyways, yeah, in the big scale things, this award's not going to be such a huge deal for... Oh, Rooftop Prince. It's not going to be such a huge deal for Yuna. And I think... I'm not sure how badly she wanted this award, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal in the long run for her career. Anyways, let's move on from Mnet's to the next topic.
Okay. We can talk about, these are kind of smaller topics. There's the SM Town Taiwan topic, Dancing with the Stars, and the girl perfume. People in the chat, what would you like to hear about? Since we are kind of, we're just hitting 45 minutes, and we didn't want to run too terribly long tonight.
Oh, we need a song break as well. So maybe we should take the song break now. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Hold on.
So all actually, right. We're going to do our song break now.
Yeah, we're going to do our song break. It's going to be paparazzi. And we're going to try to fix the stream. I'm going to restart the stream real quick, guys, just to make sure my net and everything's fixed. So we're just going to restart the stream real quick. Song break for SearchCast number 23. 23, right? It's 22.
22, yeah.
22 is going to be paparazzi. So
I think we had 321s, just saying.
We'll see. All right, guys, we'll be back. Hold on.
Joining us, much to Striker's happiness, and this is Fan Soshi. He's been with the site longer than Steve and I have. And he was actually here since, if you guys remember Cindy, he's been here since Cindy was here. And she was the original owner of SNSC Korean. She's the creator, founder. And she's no longer with the site, but we do still hear from her every so often. Anyway, without further ado, this is Ron.
Hey everyone, this is Van Zoji. How's it going? I've been a friend of this site for quite a while now. I've been on and off, but I'm not. I don't do the hard work that these guys do here over here. These guys do all the articles and everything, and I just come around to talk about SNSD and why I love them. So.
Oh yeah, Sunny Bus, you're gonna get along really well with Ron. I just want to say that because Sunny Bus.
Oh, don't get me started about Sunny! Don't get me started, man.
Anyways, let's continue with the topics. So, Lauren, if you want to segue us in to the next.
Okay. Well, Stryker wanted to discuss Dancing with the Stars, and nobody else answered the question, I don't think. So, we're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Gotta be really honest here. Haven't been keeping up too recently in the last 2 weeks, but I know that Hyoyeon's won twice that I have seen. So, and I know Stevie said that she fell recently, which I did hear about, but I haven't seen any footage of it or I haven't gotten any further details on it. So, I don't know if she's won that one. People in the chat, feel free to fill me in on that. Ron or Steve, do either of you know more about this or
about Dancing with the Stars? Nope. I've seen you guys seen like the trip and everything, or
would you like to elaborate on
that? Basically on one of the episodes, Dancing with the Stars, I think it was a recent one, if you guys can tell me. Yeah, she fell, she was switching a costume because she rips it off, her dress, and then basically if it was like 3-4 inches away from where she was standing, this wouldn't have happened. It was just really bad luck, I think. She slipped on the dress that she threw off. So she's like dancing, and then just accidentally steps on it, slips, gets back up really fast though, and continues on. Pretty professional. I like that about it. But if it was thrown just a few inches away, it wouldn't have happened. So just an accident.
It's funny that you point that out, because the MC actually said that it was his fault too, because he should have like went on stage and just like taken it off.
Well,
stage.
He's probably looking at Hoyeon being like, "Damn."
Do you know if that was the episode she won on, or was it a different episode?
Which episode?
Yeah, which episode did she recently win on? Because I know she recently won like one of the episodes.
I think isn't that the one they pre-recorded?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm not too sure. I've been keeping up with Dancing with the Stars, and okay. Just haven't had time for it.
Yeah. I watch it sometimes. I've been.
DeadSkuru64 in chat says it was just this week.
Oh, okay.
Hope he's a reliable source.
Well, thanks, Guru64. So,
does anyone know if she won that episode? Which, I mean, most likely she didn't, right?
Yeah, I don't think she won. I remember there's the judges were trying to not talk about the fall itself. They were more talking about the dance, and she wasn't quite up to standards for that week. I think.
Mhm.
But she got it pretty fast though. Sometimes if you trip like that, you know, you get all confused. You can just stand there for the longest time, but.
Okay, Flapjacks is telling us right now, and I don't know why he's not in this podcast. Mm-hmm. She won the pre-recorded, so you're right, she won the pre-recorded show. And the episode before that was the one where she fell, so.
Okay, so then she is at two right wins now. Then, is that right? Super funky Flapjacks?
That's correct, okay. I believe. Yep, that's correct, I think, two wins. So, yeah, she's continuing, she's doing really well in Dancing mm-hmm. with the Stars. Yeah, she's doing really well. I'm not sure, Ron, do you know the nature of the contest? Because this is sort of like May and your area sort of expertise. Do you know if it's like elimination based or if it's just like each week there's
Well, for the first one, isn't it voting based for that? I haven't really seen the actual the ends of it. I've just seen some of the dances. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't actually follow with the whole show. I don't watch the whole thing, so.
All right, fair enough.
Sorry, guys.
So, no, it's fine.
Oh, go ahead.
Plot Bunny, moving on. Did you want to talk about any other topics?
Oh, I was just going to move on to the next one. I mean, did you have anything else about Dancing with the Stars, either of you?
Not much. I think Ron pretty much summarized it really well.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Right. So, next two, because these were, like I said before, the great kind of smaller topics, AKA, I don't know if either of us have much to say on it. SM Town Taiwan, and of course the SM Town Taiwan, that's right. Perfume Girl.
Yeah, the Perfume Girl de Provence. Yeah.
which I can just start off that topic really quick by expressing my frustration that it doesn't ship internationally and it's a limited availability. So once it's gone, it's gone. And I mean, that's really good because that means the ones who want it, you know, will do anything to get their hands on it. But at the same time, it's frustrating for international fans because you really have no chance of getting it unless you have some sort of connection overseas. So, yes.
I'd buy that stuff for myself. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm sure people will, like, import it. Would you wear Girl de Provence?
Yeah? Girl de Provence. Think about it. Smell like them all day. Yeah. I don't care.
There are three scents, too. I know one is supposed to be really floral, one is sort of musky, and the other one is, like,
earthy. Yeah, musky.
I'll get some more of the musky stuff. I'll get more of the musky stuff, then. Or combine them all together.
I was hoping they were going to make nine and have it feel like each girl created their own scent or something, but...
It's gonna be
biased perfume.
Ron ever gets to go to a fan sign, he's gonna go up to Sunny and he's just gonna like smell the air.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, ah, so you use the muscle. I'll be sure to buy
No, I'm not that much of creeper, guys. Sure, come on. A lot more. Come on.
Smell the air. Oh, your mic just got weird, funky, but we'll ignore that. So moving on to SM Town Taiwan. So Taiwan basically got spoiled. They got all nine members instead of SM Town LA. So sorry, Americans. Taiwanese people got it good. Y'all got gypped in a way, but they got all nine. So SM Town Taiwan was really big. It was really popular, as usual. SM Town, you know, Taiwan just loves Korean pop music, so it's really great. And yeah, SM Town Taiwan's another success. So
they did have an SM Town Canada.
Oh, Ron!
I know, right?
Don't even get me started on that. We could talk about that BS.
If they're over in Vancouver, I'd pay for a ticket for you, man, and fly you over.
Hey, okay. You guys, we have SM Town East Coast. What's wrong with that? I mean,
no, we were gonna go. We're gonna go. If there's another SM Town New York, guys, mark my words. Everyone on SNS current in the United States will go. And North America as well. So Ron, you better go. Okay.
Yep.
Let's move on to another topic. So, Lauren, you have the itinerary.
Well, actually, that was pretty much it. So I was actually going to ask, unless you can think of something, if anyone in the chat wanted to discuss anything they could think of. Because we're...
Sarian's birthday.
That's true. Yes. Did you guys catch the awesome birthday post? Because he was awesome. And...
You don't need to promote the birthday post. It's fine.
What? I'm not. I was saying it was awesome. That's not promoting. We always talk about the birthday post. And do you want to talk about your Sarian thing?
What's Sarian thing?
Your contest.
Oh, no. We don't even. It's unrelated to SNSD Korean.
Well, anyway, when you guys have a chance, or if you haven't already, check out the birthday post. Because it's good. And it's not like other birthday posts.
Okay. So I think we basically covered everything, guys. We covered paparazzi, is that correct? Yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything. I'm not sure what I'm forgetting, if anything. Trying to remember. In terms of, like, tidbits, Sunny recently said on... She went on 1 vs. 100, if you guys know that variety show, Korean variety show, and she said she wanted Girls' Generation to continue for 10 or more years. So if you guys are wondering Sunny's intentions with GG, it's she wants to continue it for a while.
Girls' Generation are going to be the next Shinhwa. No, just kidding.
Yeah, so, you know, Sunny really wants to continue. Invincible Youth, if you guys have been following Invincible Youth, Hoyeon and Sunny have been having their moments again, and we've been seeing reunions. So a lot of the IY1 cast has been coming on IY2. So recently, I think Guhara from Kara basically went on the show.
Hyomin.
Hyomin as well. Yeah. So if there are any, was it Hyos? Wait, what's the pairing name, Ron? I don't remember.
Hyosun? No, it's not. What is it? I'm not sure.
It's like Hyomin and Sunny.
I can't remember.
Oh, I totally forgot.
Oh, Super Funky Flapjack. Sorry, I just wanted to remind you. Reminded us that the I Am movie screening happened.
Oh, yes, that's right. Where is it? I think I have one slide for that. No, I don't. Oh, yes, I do! Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. So the I Am movie screening recently happened, and I believe it wasn't just Yuna and Jessica who went to this pre-screening, I think. There's a separate screening somewhere else, and I think Sunny I can't remember who went with Sunny. But yeah, they went to the pre-screening and they talked about the movie. And I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. I know that there has been a leaked version on like Chinese video sharing sites. Personally, I haven't watched it yet. I'm saving it for when I can see it in HD quality because I want to watch it in HD quality. But did any of you guys in chat or did any of you guys in the social cast, have you guys seen I Am?
Parts of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you see.
Season 2? All of it?
No, I Am. The
Oh, awesome
movie.
Not yet. The one.
I think most of us are waiting for the HD and the subs.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that, but definitely need the bandwidth.
Something totally lost. I totally lost track of what I was going to say next. The girls also had a lot of photo shoots this month. We saw Taeti So doing a photo shoot for, I think it was like, what was it? Ooh, don't remember.
Star One.
Yeah, Star One. It was Yulsik, Suyoung, and Seohyun. Taeti So did another one for another magazine. I don't remember what it is. I think it was like Vogue Girl. Jessica and Crystal obviously did a photo shoot for Marie Claire, which is going to be on the July issue. And yeah, MNET's 20 Choice Awards. A lot of other funny moments. But yeah, I guess, guys, this is pretty much going to wrap it up. I don't think we've got much more to talk about. Nope.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. So, yeah, if you guys have anything to suggest that you'd like us to discuss, or if you have any questions for us, any suggestions or whatever, go ahead. It's open. We're waiting.
Oh, Sunny and Hyoyeon. Yes, thank you, Natsukuru. I'm pretty sure it was Sunny and Hyoyeon. I just didn't want to say something and, you know, didn't want to be incorrect. But yeah, okay, guys. So since we don't have any more questions, we're just going to wrap up SwitchCast number 22. I want to thank you guys for bearing with us. We've gotten a lot more today, you know, a lot more rough spots today than expected. So obviously, you know, May didn't show up for the social cast. Hopefully everything's all right over there. But I'd like to thank all of you guys for tuning in and watching. And we tried our best to hopefully give you guys a good social cast for June. And hopefully next month things will go more smoothly. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. And we hope you guys have a great July. See you guys next time.
Thank you, guys.
See you, guys.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Peace. 지금은